What's up, everyone? Welcome to Promises Podcast, and thank you so much for tuning in. This is episode 2 of season 1. I'm really excited. I've got a very interesting topic for us today. I hope that it's interesting to you. It's something that's kind of been a part of my life, or something that's kind of been put on me my entire life, and I've worked through it, learned a lot, had a lot of growth regarding this topic, and I'm very excited to hear feedback from everyone on this. So sit back, relax, grab a cup of coffee. If you're at work, if you're on your commute, just strap in and let's have a good time. Before we get started, I'd just like to say I do own 5 cats. So if you hear any background noise or meowing, it's them. I do love them very much, so I'm not gonna try too hard to keep them from interfering, but I am working on getting a better barricade to keep them from being too noisy for us. But just in case you hear background noise, that's what it is. All right, we're jumping right into some pretty heavy topics. I hope you don't mind. Actually, I'm sure that you don't. This is what you're here for if you know anything about my podcast. So this first topic, like I said, it's something that has just been a part of my life since I can remember. And that is laziness. And when I say it's been a part of my life, I don't mean that I am lazy. But it's something that I've heard since I can remember, since I was very, very little. Now, I wanted to look up the word laziness to see exactly what the definition is. The definition of lazy is unwilling to work or use energy. Right off the top of my head, even though I've worked through all this stuff because I've, you know, had some complexes about laziness, but right off the top of my head, I know that that is not a true statement about me. Unwilling to work or use energy. But my entire childhood, teenage years, and moving into adulthood, it was something that I really struggled with just believing about myself because I constantly heard it. Now, I do want to preface all of this with the fact that my parents are amazing. I love my parents. They raised me so well, and my childhood was awesome and wonderful because of them. But not every parent is perfect, and there are going to be things that each parent does. Even I know if I ever have children, there are going to be things that I do while trying to do my best at being a parent that will most likely give my kids some complexes and things that they have to work through when they're grown. And so really where this started for me, where this laziness complex started for me, was with my father. From a very young age, my dad was kind of a handyman. He always did things around the house. He was the person that all of our family called if their cars broke down. That's just how my dad was. I can't remember him not having grease under his nails during my childhood. That's just the man he was. Awesome, helping heart, and he was wonderful. Because of this, because he did so much work around the house and on vehicles and planes, all sorts of stuff. My dad has an awesome story, and that's something that we'll talk about later on down the road. Because he was constantly working, even when he was at home and not actually on the job, my sister and I would often be asked to help with things like that he was working on. It could be something as simple as holding the flashlight when it was dusk and he was trying to change the oil on a car. But for some reason, it was like I never did those tasks well enough. And it would always, I'm telling you, about 99% of the time, it would turn into me being told I was lazy and being told to go inside, that I wasn't needed anymore. So that was a constant thing that was going on in my younger years until I was probably 17 or 18, when like I was kind of doing my own thing, had my own car, always, you know, I was gone. By the time I was able to drive, I was not home very often, not because things were bad at home. I just had a lot of friends and I wasn't home. But that was something I heard for about 17 straight years. And what can happen when a person hears the same thing said about them over and over and over and over, even if it's a lie, that can become your truth, especially if you're a child. The younger a person is when these things are hammered into their brains, the easier it is for them to either believe it or become it, or both. And I will say, I was definitely, and I still am, I'm the type of person, I really don't want to do something unless it's fun for me. And so that was definitely a part of my life, but I think that's normal for most kids, is you're going to avoid the duty or the thing that you don't enjoy as much as possible. I'll add this too. My sister in my family, I have three siblings, but I only grew up with one of them always around, my older sister. Her work ethic is exactly like my dad. She and my dad clicked, and I my dad's still alive. This is all just like past tense, because that is no longer a part of mine and my dad's relationship, because like I said, we work through things and we grow. But she and my dad are exactly alike in work ethic and that sort of thing. And so I think my father really struggled with the fact that he could depend on my sister to do any task he asked perfect the first time. Me, I'm a different personality. I do second guess myself a lot. That does come from having this laziness complex put into my mind. But I also believe it's a personality thing as well. I am a little bit of a perfectionist. And because of that, I scrutinize and analyze everything that I do so much that I end up either taking a really long time or not doing it that well, because I'm so worked up and afraid that it's not going to be perfect. So that's what I think my dad was dealing with more, is that he was used to having one kid do everything perfectly and very well. And then I come along 3 years later and I'm this kid that, like, one, I want to have fun. Two, I'm afraid of messing up. I am afraid of making something, I don't want something to be done imperfectly. So that was the root. The constant hearing of that I was a certain way, or that I was something lazy. That was a root in my childhood that was planted at a very early stage, that it was planted and it stuck fast. It was watered. It was nourished, and I grew up, I just kind of accepted that I was a lazy person. So this root was of feeling like I was lazy, like I could never do the job right. So inadequacy, that was a huge thing for me. It was that I felt inadequate. There was always someone else who could do it better, who the person, be it a parent, a teacher, a boss, there's someone else who could do it just a little bit better than Promise could. That's how I was always thinking. It followed me into my relationships, like into my marriage. It followed me into my higher learning career at junior colleges and Texas A&M. And then it followed me into my corporate work. This really started to manifest when I started my corporate job right out of college. So that was June of 2017. I started at a very fast-paced, difficult, micromanaged job. And I about lost my friggin' mind. I was so stressed out because I dealt with this feeling of laziness. a feeling of inadequacy, and I wanted to do well so badly that I was just, everything was just being like torn, you know, pulled in separate directions, constantly second guessing myself. And I was at this job for 2 years, just every day worried that I wasn't doing well enough, that I wasn't meeting my deadlines, and I wasn't, it was just, that job almost did me in. And it wasn't necessarily the job itself, but my personality and my hangups matched with that type of work was not good for me. And it was tough. It was very, very tough. What's really cool about self-awareness and growth, though, is that through all of this turmoil and whirlwind of mental and emotional anguish I was going through due to all of this stuff, coinciding with having that job, all of my hangups, my inadequacy, that root of laziness and self-doubt, it basically blew up in my face, and I couldn't ignore that it was there. Because if I ignored it, if I had chosen to ignore it, I would have imploded. I would have just self-destructed is what I think. I was very close to it. And that's another story we'll get into in another episode. But what happened is, at that job, I proved to myself that I could stick to something really hard. And that I didn't go running to mommy and daddy for help because I was struggling. I stuck it out. I lived 3 hours from home. I stuck it out on my own, and I proved to myself that, one, I wasn't lazy, and two, that I could do something that I hated. I could do it every gosh dang day. And it was, I mean, those types of lessons, overcoming those things, it's absolutely amazing and so freeing. I think this is the perfect spot for a quick break. We'll be right back. Moving forward, now I'm at a new job. I work for a different sort of company, and I was sailing along. Everything was going great. And within the past few months, those feelings and thoughts have started coming back. And I've gotten to where most of the time I try to kind of step back when I'm having all these doubts or having just horrible energy about something that I'm doing, work, relationship, anything like that. So I just kind of took some time and was thinking about it. Like, why do I have these feelings that I'm not doing well enough, or that my boss isn't happy with my work? Why am I having these feelings of inadequacy at my new job that I really love? When I waited around and kind of thought about it, what I realized is that I'm not passionate about the work. It has nothing to do with whether or not my work is adequate, because I'm getting the work done. I'm getting my projects done. I'm getting my tasks taken care of. But the reason I'm feeling inadequate at that work is because I'm bored out of my mind. That's really what I think. And it's just regular old office work that doesn't stimulate my brain. And it's not what I'm wanting to do with my life. So I realized that, because the thoughts of feeling like maybe I am lazy, all of that kind of started coming back up. And I was like, you know, you're not lazy. You're just not passionate about this. So it's really hard to get excited about it. And because you're not excited about it, you feel like dull. My brain just feels dull when I'm doing these things. I do still find that I need the validation in my work. Like, even today, I was kind of checking off my boxes of tasks and projects that I had. I got a really big one finished and I got it sent out, and I didn't hear anything back from my manager, my boss. And in my mind, I was like, oh my God, it wasn't good enough. She's not happy with it. I hope it was okay. Am I going to get fired tomorrow? Those are all thoughts that are constantly going through my mind. And it's just interesting. We're always going to have stuff that we struggle with, like this, needing validation. But I know that eventually somewhere down the line, it's not going to be something that I have to struggle with because I am going to overcome it. But it's really cool too, because when you put yourself, when you align yourself with where you're supposed to be, I feel like that's when you overcome things like that. Like when I'm aligned with doing every day, day in and day out, what I'm passionate about, I won't have this feeling of needing to be validated or be told that what I'm doing is good, that I did a good job or kudos. You know, I'm not going to need anything like that because I'll be aligned. And that's why every day I'm working towards more music. I'm recording these podcasts for y'all, hoping that it's going to bring value to someone who may also be going through the same thing I am. And maybe I'll get to talk to someone who went through it and they're okay now. They came out the other side and they don't struggle with it anymore. That's my hope for all of these things. From holding a flashlight for my dad as a child all the way to now, realizing that in order to be aligned in my life, I need to be living daily what I was created and put on this earth to do. I've had a really good time the past 20 plus minutes. I hope that you've enjoyed my ramblings and just the thoughts that I have about the things that I've learned over the past several years. I did realize that there isn't really a comment section on Anchor on this website, and I don't think Spotify has anything like that. But if you have any thoughts or anything you'd like to talk about regarding this podcast or my music, the previous podcast, you can always DM me on Twitter, on Instagram, on my Patreon account. You can actually do direct messaging. For those of you who may not have any social media accounts, that's always an option to get right in touch with me. I really wanted to dialogue and get to hear what other people have to say. I would love to eventually incorporate a segment on each episode where maybe I answer a question or I read someone's thoughts on something and share their ideas and their knowledge. So I would really love that. If you want to connect to me, more power to you. That would excite me. I would love it. Thank you so much for listening to this second episode of my podcast. I'm very excited to go forward. I think it's going to be a great adventure. This one is going to be a little bit over 20 minutes, I believe. So I think that's a great starting point. My hope is to get these up to about 30 minutes. I know that as I learn how to use the app better, as I learn how to kind of express myself better through voice recordings for y'all, that things will get better. The quality is going to get better. The schedule that we're going to be doing for now, I'm going to be releasing every Monday and every Thursday until maybe I want to change it up and do that hour-long episode. I'll definitely be getting guests on here eventually, I would say within a few months. I'm going to be on a few different interviews coming up. All of that, I will be updating you on my social media, sharing those things. So keep an eye out. I'm very excited to do some of these interviews and just kind of express my passion and my thoughts and what I think about life. Let's go into this weekend with an open mind, an open spirit. Remember that every single person that you come into contact with has worth and is unique. Even if they may not be the most pleasant people to be around, they're here for a reason, and so are you. So keep that in mind whenever you're just out and about on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. If someone is rude or cuts you off in traffic, remember we don't know what's going on in their life and that they are special. They are here for a reason just like you are. So let's not be negative influences on the people around us. Let's be a light walking through this world that's so rough to live in. We all have struggles and we all have things that that we deal with and hurts that we're dealing with. So let's just remember that, keep that in mind, and please continue to listen. I cannot wait to release the next episode and to continue building this relationship with all of you. Thank you so much.